Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you back to believing in the Yankees offense after those two outbursts over the weekend?
Well, there's still too many holes there. Now, if this is Judge awakening, which it might be, as somebody predicted last week.
Oh, God.
you know, and obviously Verdugo, that was pretty ballsy. Boone put him in a four spot the other night.
Went
deep his first at bat. Yeah. No, I think this Yankees team is flawed, but so is everybody. And I still think they're going to win, you know, 90-something games and obviously be right in the mix for the division right there with Baltimore. I like them. I don't love them. But I will say that suddenly the Yankees, who are game up in the, I think they're game up now. They're 19-10. I think the Orioles
17-10. Yeah.
Yanks are plus 43. Orioles are plus 34. Now, a lot of that is what went down this weekend. Clearly, the Yankees hung 30. Everybody talks about the 15 runs the Yankees scored back-to-back. They scored six on Friday as well.
Right.
So 36 runs in two games, obviously.
Might be before handing it over to Michael Tonkins.
Yeah, I know.
I was laying in bed Friday night. So I was watching that one, and I'm like, oh, what do you think could happen? What do you think is going to happen here, bringing in this guy?
I didn't like that. But the Yankees are, you know, the Yankees, I like the fact that it looks like Judge is healthy. Like, I was getting worried about that. Now, not so much like the, whether it was like the rib or the intercostal or the abdomen. Like, I was just worried about the toe. You know, and I'm not saying that he's going to be out of the woods. I think that's going to be a maintenance thing for the rest of his career, as he said himself. But the fact that they're running him out there pretty much every day and playing center field, like, they're either wildly reckless or he's healthy and he just got off to a bad start.
Yeah, and look, they need Judge to get going, but I do think that there are deeper issues. Even if Judge continues to, you know, climb up that ladder again and play well, and this team's ultimately going to be measured by what they do in the postseason.
Correct.
We know that. They're a postseason team. Nobody's ever going to doubt that. So they look, you know, at on occasion like world beaters. On other nights, they frustrate the heck out of you because the names in that lineup should be performing better than what they are. I think they're going to need to make a couple of moves by the trade deadline to really bolster this team. But I'm curious to see an early season barometer here.
Yep.
These four games against Baltimore for both teams. Not just for what the Yankees are.
Yeah.
What are the Orioles? This is now the matchup that we've been waiting for. These should be the two teams battling for not only American League East supremacy, but American League supremacy all year long. And Seattle, I think, is good. We talked about
Guardians
them early on.
Guardians have 19 wins. That's
yeah,
true.
That I know. But
remember that?
19? But the Guardians are like the new Twins. Like, do you take them seriously?
No, the Yankees beat them 2 out of 3
there.
They went, I mean, listen, they're decent. But Gerrit Cole, that's a story, obviously. If he hasn't pitched, thrown a single pitch yet this year. I do think that when Judge goes bonkers, it's easy to get giddy. But I do think he's masking deficiencies that could come back to hurt them. So I don't think it's perfect with the Yankees. But I will say one thing. Or ask one thing: have you checked Rodon's ERA?
No, he's been good. He's been really good this year. What is it actually?
I think it's
on
like 2.68.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that the other day. He's been one thing that I've been dead wrong about. I didn't think he had it in him. Now, still a long way to go, but so far, so good. I mean, he's looked like a different pitcher than he did a year ago.
Well, the fear with Rodon was that, you know, he wasn't built for New York. Like, and last year optically was awful, out of shape. The stupid gesture in Anaheim. Like, I get it. I understand. And the numbers were awful.
It was
ERA almost 70.
Stuff with him being a hothead as well.
Yep.
When things are going right.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call the doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's easy to now look better here. But
I'm selling them short. Pardon me. Patty Boyle has just whispered it's 2.48.
Okay.
As we make a little run at the Cy Young here. No,
oh, God.
I really thought, and it's Weedsy.
By the way, they needed it, too, from him.
Oh, God, like, that's true.
Without Cole.
It's Weedsy, and I've talked about it. If you love it, you follow it. If not, it's all good. His repertoire is expanded with the cutter. So I think he's already shown that he does have the stomach or the temperament for New York, at least. Yeah, he's got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Ed Whitson got swallowed up. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Brown got, like, people get swallowed up. He was on the precipice of getting swallowed up. He said, no, I'm better than this. And Rodon has responded big time.
Well, and I'm going to respond to something with his own words. What'd you say his ERA is?
I think 2.48.
Okay.
I believe is what Patty just said.
And like Rodon said himself, you weren't here to pitch in the regular season.
Yeah.
You were brought here to pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, but last year you couldn't even pitch in the regular
season. Understood. So baby steps. I get it.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
I get it too.
It's great to see him back on track, and it's a big reason why the Yankees have had success. They need him. You know, Stroman, solid, whatever. Like, you know, Clark Schmidt, whatever. We go through the names in the starting rotation. But without Garrett Cole, they needed Rodon to step up and be that guy. Ultimately, though, like if he goes out there and has a 2.5 ERA the rest of the year, you're going to say, ah, man, it's a great year. Would a bounce back? Maybe he's in the running for Cy Young. He's got to do it in the postseason with this team.
So does Judge, who's done nothing in the postseason. So does Soto when they get there this year. I get it. That's how you make Reggie came here after the Yankees got swept in 76. He went bonkers. They went back to back. He's Reggie.
We know Soto could do it in the postseason because he's done it. We don't know about Judge because he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, but you still got to do it here. Like, think about this. Like, if Soto goes, let's say the Yanks get to the World Series, and Soto goes 2 for, it's almost unfathomable, but it's baseball, you never know. 2-4, 26, with
but
seven
how many
strikeouts.
Walks?
Yeah, I know. Give him a couple of walks, right? A couple, but he hits like 0-91 with two ribbies, incredibly quiet. You know, if he stays or goes, no matter what, he can win the MVP. It doesn't end well. Right. I mean, even for somebody like Soto, who did it with the Nationals at the age of 19, might win the MVP, certainly will be in the running this year. You got to perform. I don't care who you are. October, Yanks got to perform.
It's weird with the baseball season because I feel like with the Mets, it's like, okay, yeah, win some, lose some, whatever. That's what a 500 team does. It won't get real interesting unless they start going one way or the other, right? Like, unless they start to take off and be like, wow, could this team be legitimate or go in the tank? It won't start getting interesting until later in the year when playoffs are on the line. And with the Yankees, it's like back to the way that it used to be where, they're so good that the playoffs are a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about how they're going to perform in the postseason. So we're kind of evaluating them on a day-to-day basis with the thought in mind of October. At least that's how I feel.
I'm going to disagree. No, I got you. I'm going to disagree a little bit with the Mets here. I think that yesterday, you know, you talk about the Mets don't become interesting until either they basically fall apart and implode or they just rip off so many wins where you know that they're viable. But and that makes total sense logically on the surface. But to me, yesterday was the kind of win that keeps them from imploding.
They've had a couple of those.
That keeps them more interesting. That keeps them in the meat of the conversations. You get into May and hopefully into early June. You get Senga back. You get Martinez fully in the mix here. Lindor goes on a two, if he does, I'm not sure that he will, but on a 2 or 3 week heater. You know, and Pete King's cranking him out. And Marte, like, but if they would have lost yesterday, not that they couldn't then rip off five in a row. I'm not saying that. But the characteristic of these 2024 Mets is one that just when you think they're about to crack, they don't.
Twice
and you got to respect that.
Yeah, twice now. Well, actually, more than that because the 0-5 start.
Boom.
But then again, San Francisco, they come back and get that big win. Yep. And then again, yesterday, they get the win to avoid the sweep.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.